holding on Heaven Aleph. No. Holding on Ein Tesson Base. Last three words. Dio Kelichtev. So Misha says that the shear for the Chiyuv of Dio is the amount of Dio which would be necessary to write two letters. Tano. Shte Oisios Bidio. You could have two Oisios of Dio. Rashi says it means Dio Yavesh. You take out two letters of Dio Yavesh. Or Shte Oisios Bikumus. If you have the Dio in the Kumus, and the Kumus is, in this case, his intent was to carry out the Dio. So the Kumus functions as a toffel to the Dio. So he's not chayav for the Kumus, he's chayav for the Dio. So if there's only enough Dio to write one letter, he's not chayav, neither for the Dio nor for the Kumus. And the two Oshis and the Kumus is the quill. He's chayav. She Oshis Bekamarin. Kamarin was like a little container which they would use to hold Dio. So again, its function is to hold. It was really made to function. It was made to hold everything at all of his items. So its function was tuffle to the Dio inside. So we look at the Dio if there's two OCS worth of Dio or not. By Rava, Oisachas b'Dio, Oisachas b'Kumis, Oisachas b'Kamarin Mahu. If the Dio is in different places, but the Maisi is carrying out two Oisis worth of Dio, but in different places, not together. Is that Chayav also? So we're just taking. Amar Rava, Hotish de Oisis, because of an Kashuhum Mahalach. So the person has to do a Kira, has to do a Hanocha. So he carried out two Oisis, and he wrote the two Oisis worth of Dio. And he wrote two letters while he was walking. So loch is chayiv. Because ksivosan zu hi hanachosan. The act of writing, the place, they're not on the ground. So lochara, he's still walking. So lochara, the hanoch has to be on the ground. No, but the place where the yo is supposed to end up is on the piece of parchment. That's where it ended up. So he did a hanocha. He put it where it belongs. It has interesting applications in halacha. They say that a person walks out on Shabbos, realizes he has a yarmulke in his pocket. He says, no problem. While he's walking, he takes the yarmulke out of his pocket and puts it on his head. He didn't solve the problem, he made it worse. Because that's considered a hanoch, if that's where the yarmulke belongs. So if he would, so his goal was to prevent, because if he stops, we saw in the first paragraph, the person's stopping is equivalent of putting the item down. So he's not going to stop. He's got something with the yarmulke, so the best aid is just put it on, and you'll solve your problem. No, once prize a watch in his pocket. Anything where he put it now where it's supposed to be, that's considered it's a hanocha. Okay. Amar Rava. Hotzik ois achas ukosma. Person took out one letter's worth of Dio, and he wrote it down. Then he took out a second Dio's worth of the second letters, however you say that, a letter's worth of Dio. Vikosva. So loch is put my time. He took out two, one helam. So it's the they should be mitzdarv. Why are they not mitzdarv? He took out two. The O's worth of two letters worth of the O. Or it says, because when you write it and it dries, it shrinks. But my time, by the time you took out the second one, the last, besides the last one literally, the amount of the first one has shrunk. Okay, so that's a good question. Or is according to what we're saying right now, So the chara two osiers of the yoyavesh for sure shouldn't be chayv because less than this year. That is, I don't have a good answer to that question. I have the same problem. Let's put it that. Right. Let's see, Rashi. Beis Hoshis b'Dio, Dio Yavesh. Shtei Hoshis b'Kolmas, Klamer Kol Heichot, the Mapik Lei Shiuroi Kishtei Hoshis. Wherever you take it out, however you take out the Dio, the shear of the Dio is two Hoshis, whether the Dio was in the Kolmas, whether it's in the Kamarin, which is Kesses HaSeifer, was the Seifer's working caddy. Oisachas b'yo, oisachas b'komus, mimit starfi olo. There are mimit starfi not. Now, so Rashi b'yamrit, if you're going to ask me a question, typically, mishum kumus, let him be chayiv. Forget about the diyo, he's chayiv, he carried out the kumus. He's not chayiv on the kumus. Mishum shehu tofel, it is tofel. And it's tofel, the pachas mikashir. And if the case where there wasn't, in the case over here, there was one ice worth of Dio in the Kulmas. So the Kulmas is functioning as the way to carry out one ice's worth of Dio. That's Pachas Mekashir. It's Tafel to it. That now the come on. Hamotzi Erklin Pachas Mekashir Bekli. She says, the person carries out Erklin less than the Shear. Let's say, usually that's Kegurgus. In a Kli. So he's potter on the Eichlin, but should be chayiv on the Kli. Potter after the Kli, Menesha Kli Tfeilah. So he's potter on the Kli also, because the Kli is only functioning as a tuffle to the food inside of it. He wrote it, Kishu HaMahalach, while he was walking. Shlo Omer Lefushi did not stop to rest. Did the Havi Hanochas, Gufoi Hanocha, we saw in the first parak, that when a person stops to rest, his hanochas kufa is like hanochas chayfitz. For the hachi chayiv, he's still chayiv. Why? The ikra hanochas diyo alaksavu. The main place of putting down the yo was on the paper. So he put it where its real place of hanocha is. Now it's considered munach. Because of b'hoitzi b'helam echi, took out a second ois worth of the yo in the same one helam. Chasash Yurid the Kamaisa. Kishem is Yavsha, as it dries, Nechzer Hashir, the amount lessens. Uchigomra Hutzah, and when the act of Hutzah is completed, when the second ois is being taken, ois is worth of the ois being taken out, the beat on the two, we have to now combine the two and say, okay, now he's taken out the two. And can't share bezosis, doesn't have a share bezosis. So at the moment of the tziruf, you don't have enough. Okay.
Tziruf is while they're still wet off the page, or at least one of them is still wet.
Well, that's the Moore's saying. If the moment of tziruf is when you take the second one out and put it down. Right, so but since the first one he put down, he just put it down the ground, but the first one he put down by writing it, and that doesn't like give you a full shear at the end. Bamarova, Hotzi Chasi Grogeris, he took out one the shear for Hutzah on Erchlim is a Grogeris. He took out a half a gregaris, achas. Vehinichu, and he put it down. Vechazu behotzi chatzi gregaris achas. Vehinichu, he took out another half, and he put it down, in one helen. So, l'chari shibichayev. So Rabbi says, Rishon nasa kemisha kolta kelev, ashen nisrafa upotu. We deal with the first one as if it had been There's a case later on in the Mishnah where a person threw something and a dog grabbed it in the air. And so there was never a hanocha because the animal grabbed it and then put it down, or whatever, but the animal did it. Or it was burnt by the time it took out the second one, and he's potter. The Morse says, Mama, I don't understand. He put it down, there it is. Why is it like it was burnt or eaten or taken by the cow? Versus Hachikamah. This is what he was referring to. In a case where Vim Kalam Higbiya Rishana Kalam Hanocha Shniya, if before the second one was put down, the first one had been picked up and taken away. See, he took one out, put it down. Meanwhile, it's been taken and removed. So therefore, we deal with it before the second one is put down. Nasas Rishana Kamisha Niklata Aisha Nisrafa Upat. Even though it has not been destroyed or etc., but the tziruf is when he has completed the act of taking out a gergeris's worth and putting it down. The time he put down the gergeris, part of it was no longer put down, so they cannot be mitzarved together. So even though he's done two halves of a malacha, that's exactly what it remains two halves of malacha, not a whole malacha. But the chiddush is all the way around. If you take out one half and put it down, take a second half and put it down, so he's accomplished the act of taking out a gergeris is worth of putting it down. So that'll be chayiv. Rav Rava, on the other end of the spectrum, Rava says the chiddush, ha'tzichatzi gergeris, he takes out a half of gergeris and he puts it down. Because of ha'tzichatzi gergeris, he took out a second chatzi gergeris, ha'avira derech aleho. He doesn't put it down, but he walks the second gergeris over the spot where the first gergeris is. So loch is, in that case, he's chayv. The Moshe says, "Why? Why? Holy noch? There has to be a hanocha." So the Moshe says, "Kegoyin shavira teich shloisha." He moved it within three tefachim of the ground, and three tefachim of the ground is considered like it's on the ground. So he's put it on. It's like he's put it down on the ground. Morris says, "One second, I have a armor rabbi." Now, the Rebbe Akiva Shita, you remember, is klutuk misha huncha. So, just flying through the Rishos is like it landed in the Rishos. We had that in the first parak. The Chum doesn't hold of klutuk misha huncha. Rabbi says, according to Rabbanon, see if it's flying through the Rishos, it's not like it landed. What about if it flew through Rishos within three tefachim of the ground, which we have in many things, it's within three, it's like it's there, it's on the ground. Amar Rava, Rava said, Amar Rava, Tosh Loisha Rabbanon, Tzarech Hanocha, Agami Mashu, that's not enough, that it's within three tefachim of the ground, it has to actually land, and it's at least something. Normally the Shir Hanocha that has to land actually is, we have in the first practice, by something which is 4x4. But since it's within three of the ground, so any little thing is like it's on the ground. So even the thing which landed on was less than 4x4, it's like it landed on the ground, but it has to land. And now you tell me you don't have to land. It doesn't have to be on the ground. Within three is considered like it's on the ground. When it's flying through, it's zarek, it's just throwing it through, so then it needs an actual hanok. When it's mavir, so there is a certain amount of hanok, it's in the person's hand. And it's within three tefachim off the ground. So that's the equivalent is that it has a hanocha on the ground, because within it has a place that it's in, his hand. And we saw in the first parak, putting in the hand is like putting it somewhere. And as it was in three of the ground, it's like it reached the ground, it landed on the ground. So Tosfos points out, you don't need Havira Derech Halel then. It's not necessarily that it walked over, he took out a Chatzi Gervis, put it down over here, took out a Chatzi Gervis, put his hand under three, and continued walking. But it's like it landed, so he... Two halves of a gregarious landed. So it's like a whole gregarious landed. So what do you need? Havir derech aleil. So it says derech aleil, you don't need havir derech aleil. The chiddush over here is that a case where the chatzi gregarious is lifting up off the ground, you count three tefachim not from the ground but from the top of the chatzer gregeris, because the idea is that there's, in that case, there'd be a tzira between the two of them because they're within that space of each other. It wouldn't be mevatel the shema kira. It's enough to be considered an anocha, but I don't think it'd be enough to be mevatel the shema kira. Well, yes, that is correct. Even though also there's another argument, because remember, akira's kuba, akira's kefetz dami. So the argument is in his hand, and it's like it's on the ground still. But when he walks out of the Rishus, there's an Akira Skufai. He's clearly being Iker from one space to the other. So it's on him, even though it's on the ground, it's also on him. So it'll work against him. In other words, you don't say, well, while he's walking, so the lack of an Akhus Guba is like a lack of an Akhus Chavis, because there was Meister Chavis, was not on the ground. You know, hello. Virtually. It was not. On the other hand, the Kira Skubik and Kira Skavis will work against him in the Kira part, because the Maisa, he was Neka. Correct. Correct. Rashi. My bad. Rashi, but my homoncha, it's Rabbi says you're positive, but it's sitting there. Came into the Behelim Echad, since he took them both out in Helim Echad, Hoitzi, the Bach puts in. The star for you, that you miss star for the Chigamar Hutzah. When the Hutzah is completed, there is star for you, have a gregarious. So, why do you say Kimisha called the Caleb? It's not like a man has a rake. The person throws, but called the Caleb. The Caleb grabbed it out of the air. But, don't have you anachem mikarchai. Because he didn't make it land. So, he did the Kira, the dog did the Hanocha. See, even if the dog didn't run away with it, the dog put it down. But the dog grabbed it out of the air, so it's like the dog put it down. Ochinami, Kigamar Hutzah, Batlul Hanocha Kamaisa, Mahavi Kamandales. So Rava's point was, in the situation where the first one had been picked up, is equivalent of that there's no Hanocha on that item. And he said, if a person was Maver Derech Aleha Gimel Tvachim Yitzchai. So the Mor says, I, Rabbi, said the Kardi Rabbanon, the Pligi of the Kaman Mazarek, but less Lehu, Kutu Kimisha Hunchu, they don't hold a Kutu Kimisha Hunchu, that being in the airspace of a Rishos is equivalent of as if it was landed in that Rishos, they don't hold of that. So Rabbi said, Afilu Avra, Samach Lekarka, Lomechai, Bachat, Tanuach, Agavi Mashuhu. Even though it's flying through at 9 tefachim high. It's not like it's landed on the Rishos Rab. It's flying through at 2 tefachim high. Also not high. Until it landed on something. Mokum kolshu. Now, Volabina Mokum Dalit al Dalit. You don't need to place Dalit al Dalit. Harlub Sech Gimelhu, since it's within 3 tefachim of the karka, once it's landed on something, it's like it's on the ground. But because Mokum Anocha called to Volabina, you need something. It has to land on something. So Morris says, the difference in Mavir, Litzarach Hanocha, the Hamoncha B'yadri, the Yadr Smuch in the Karka. The case was he put his hand within 3 Tvachim of the ground. So Rashi seems to be saying that sitting on the hand alone would not be considered a Hanocha. But sitting in his hand, when the hand is within 3 Tvachim of the ground, so that's the equivalent of it's landing on something on the ground. Interesting concept. Tan Rabban. Nothing more. Hoitzi Chatzi Gregeris. Because of Hoitzi Chatzi Gregeris. The person takes out Chatzi Gregeris, then he does it a second time. Halamecha the Chayiv, if they're both in the same forgetting, so that they're in star for the Chayiv. Yishtei Halamas. But, so we took it out, a half, realized it was Shabbos, then took out, forgot again the Shabbos, took out a second half, it's Halamas, and it's not in star of its part. We'll see later on that there is I think Rav Shimon Amiel holds that there's no Yedi L'chatzi Shir. We had it earlier, we had it in Chal Gadol, that becoming aware and then is a hafsek normally. A person does one act of it, a full act of it, so then he forgets, then he realizes and forgets. It's chayv two separate chatzos. It's not one in one halim, it's only once. But what about if he realized in the middle of a he only took out a chatzi shir and then he realized that Shmuel says, I think Shmuel says, or it's Rebbe. Rebbe says, and Yediyah the chatzi shir. Yediyah doesn't interrupt a chatzi shir, so it's mitzar. The Chum Hol is not mitzar. Rebbe Yisrael, Rebbe Helam Echad, even Helam Echad, the Rishu Zechad is chayiv. The Shem Rishu Yis is part. If it went out to the same, ended up in the same place, same Rishu. Same Rishus Rabim, or from Shaddam to Rishus Yachid, whatever it is, end up in the same place, that they're mitzvah. But if they end up in different places, they're not mitzvah, for Bir Sisters. Amar Rav. So how do you define what's called the same Rishus Rabim, the same place? Or as opposed to two places, according to Bir Sisters. Now, in Bir Sisters, Shita. Rabbi says, "Who she is chiyav chatas b'neiim?" Alva karmel is loy. So, if the person started out in house, and here's your shes rabbi down the middle, and he started out in house number one, he took out a chatzi gregaris and put it down in the shes rabbi. Then he walks across the street, goes to house number two, takes the chatzi gregaris and puts it down. So they both end up in the same shes rabbi. So he's chayiv. Well, let's say. If you have a picture there in your Rashi, so you have a bias on one side. You picture in the Rashi, no picture in the Rashi. Okay, so you have a bias on one side, you have a bias on the other side. In front of that bias is the Rishus HaRabim. In front of this bias is the Rishus HaRabim, and there's something in the middle. So now it's two different Rishus HaRabim. Well, what's in the middle is considered a hafsek. There's a house in the middle. There's Rishus HaYachid in the middle. So that's so. So between this Rishus HaRabim and this Rishus HaRabim, there's something which would be a chiyav chatas. It'd be Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. That's a hafsek. But let's say there's a karmelis in the middle, which means a rice is nothing. So a person would carry from Rishus HaRabim A to Rishus HaRabim B through the karmelis, nothing would happen to him. That's not considered a hafsek, Rabbi says. That's considered all one Rishus HaRabim. The guy Rabbi Yossi's din, it's considered one Rishus and he's chayav. Abai Amar, no, I feel a karmelis. Karmelis is a hefsek. Because the Maaseh it's not Rishus HaRabim. So this is Rishus HaRabim. This is a different Rishus HaRabim. Because in between there's something which is not Rishus HaRabim. Avol pisla lo. If there's a pisla in between, a pisla is not considered a hefsek. So so let's say you have Rishus HaRabim here, Rishus HaRabim here. You have across the whole width of Rishus HaRabim, you have this big piece of wood. So it's masik in two things. That's not considered a hefsek. It's not a mokum batsim. It's just this thing lying in Rishus HaRabim. So well, Rishus HaRabim on this side, Rishus HaRabim on that side, pestle in the middle. No, it's not considered a hefsek. Barava Omer, feel a pistol. It wasn't a fence, it was a piece of wood. It was a cut, just a big cut piece of wood. It wasn't stationary. It
wasn't attached.
It was stationary, it wasn't attached. Rabbi says, a field of pistola, even pistola is considered a hefsek. So Tosis grapples with that even according to Rabbi, it has to have a certain size to it to be considered a hefsek. Tosis says it's going to end up being large enough to be the equivalent of a halacha carmelis. So as it says, now I don't understand Abaya then anymore. If it's considered large enough to be considered, we had in the first paragraph something which is 4x4 and it's above 3 and less than Yud. If it's Yud, since it's just Yachid. If it's less than Yud, since it's 4x4 and it's above 3, so it's not considered just a Rabbah anymore. It's considered a carmelis. We had in the first paragraph. So that has to be the size, so as it says. Otherwise, why is it a half? It's less than. It's not three off the ground. It's part of Shas Rab. It's not 4x4. So what is it? It's like a Makom Patur. It's like nothing. So how would it be a half stick? So that's. But Abaye said a caramelist is mafsik. It's a mamonosha. So as it says, the difference between a caramelist, which is part of, which is attached, and this. I mean, even though it's heavy, but theoretically, it's an item which is not attached. Just lying there, so that would not have enough of a chashivas the gabi this halacha to be considered a hasik in the shushes of rabbis. Even though Abaye would agree, if a person would put it down on that, it might be that he's potter, but it's not considered a hasik the gabi defining two rishuyas. Rabbi Amar Filip Hislo, Rabbi Azar Rabbi Latemei. Rabbi is following his own opinion. Damar Rabbi. Rabbi said rishus Shabbos rishus gitim damim. That we compare Shabbos to Gittin. We'll see in Rashi what that's a reference to. Let's see Rashi. The Shei Rishuyus. Rashi says we put it out the two different Rishuyus. The Shei Rishuyus Rabbi, they're both Rishuyus Rabbi. Al Shiyas Hefzik by name, there's some type of separation between the two. He's part according to Rishuyus. Rabbi said, Hu Shiyas Ki of Katas by name. Shemuf Sokis. Rishus Yachid, in between Rishus Rabban A and B, there's Rishus Yachid. So there's something in between which clearly defines them as separate. Rishus Rabban, Rishus Yachid, Rishus Rabban, two different things. Avam, how you caramelist, Mavsikin, in between there's only caramelist. I said, what's an example of a caramelist? To go in Karfiv, here's the Mibes Asayim. Rabbi Kimager has a problem with this. So a karfif, let's say you have an open field. It's not made for hiluch harabim. It's made to plant, etc., whatever it is. Same height as the harabim. Has same width. It has the width which would be equivalent to Rishus Rabbim. It's not made for Hiluch Rabbim. That's not Chai. That's not Rishus Rabbim. That's a Karmelis. So Rashi gives an example of a Karfif, which is more the base of Sayim, or a Bika, or a the Zabika is the area where they plant. Karfif was an area which was normally the case of the Rashi, the Kerigat Zorkin and Rashi, is an area which is corralled off. If it's larger than the area, see a lot of carry inside of it. It's just Yachid. If it's larger than the area based on Sayim, and it wasn't made to live in, it was just made for other purposes, so then it gets at the end of a carmelis. You cannot carry inside of it. Because it's Dermot versus the Rabbin, it's a very large area, and it wasn't made for the function of living in, etc. So you cannot, even though it has walls around it, you cannot carry. So Rashi calls that a carmelis deraisa. The problem is in the first parak is mashma that deraisa is din rishus yachid because it's but rabbanon they gave it a din like a caramel not like a rishus yachid. Now they asked caring in it the alanam is because people perceive it like rishus rabbin but deraisa really is rishus yachid. But if that would be so, the guy be this halacha it should be mafsa. That's what Kerega's problem over here. Beis batim suchim echel rishus rabbin zeh. So there's bias, which is a rabbin, carmelis, which is a rabbin, bias. Okay? There's two batim. Vechel, which is the zet. Vechitzi chatzi gregeris, mi bias zel, which is the zet. So he carries out a half a kazayas, half a gregeris, sorry, from bias over here to which is rabbin over here. And then vechatzi gregeris, mi bias zel, which is zet. And one half of Gregaris on the bias on the other side, it's Rishus Rabbim over here. Sheep Sukhala, which they connect. So, according to Rabbah, if what's in the middle is only a caramel, is the loch is chayiv. The kibbutz loy mafsek lay rishus yachid chad rishusahu. These two rishus rabbis have it in like one. The guy Rabbi Yossi is a loch. It's all called one to the same rishus rabbis because in between was just the caramel. According to Rab, Abai says no, a caramel is a hefsek, but a pisla is not. What's that? H shaykh of rishus rishus rabbis. There's this piece of wood which goes across the whole width of Rishus Rabbah. When the Malachar Rechava goes across the whole width. But the Chatzah Gregaris mi beis or mi kan. The Chatzah Gregaris mi kan. He takes out from bias over here, Chatzah Gregaris. Bias over here, Chatzah Gregaris. In between is the pistol. That's nothing a bias. Rabbah says it is mafsik. Rishus Gittin Dami. Being Gittin, pistol Rishus Lanafshehu. We find that the pestle that Rabbi gets has a status of its own rishus. What's the case? Kedamina Razurik. Halugarba Razurik Gitel Advesu. A man threw a get to his wife. Bechatzeroi in his chatzer. But he had said he's going to give her rishus of the chatzer to use to accept the get. But the get did not land on the actual chatzer. It rolled gitzim enough of a pisa, ended up in the pasta. Wuki hasam shehishalom mokim mechatzeru. That he'd given her a bialis over part of the chatzur, which he said, wherever it lands, that'll be yours. So sort of like there's a braver, you know, being inspired, that's the mokim which is her. But the more says that it lands on the pasta, Rava said over there that it's not migrations. Because chad mokum mushli inshi, trei mukarmes lo mushli inshi. Since a pestle is considered like a separate mokum, it's big enough, etc. So people perceive it as a different place. So when he said he's giving her a place in the chatzar, he didn't mean a place in the chatzar plus a place in the pestle. He meant in the chatzar, not the pestle. He didn't give her two places. He gave her one place. So he never gave her that place. Okay. There's enough mascara to put on one eye. Where it says ayin achas holakachli, you don't just put on one eye; it looks funny. Amar Rav Huna shekain tznuos kerchlus ayin achas. We said before that the tznuos would walk with even one eye covered. They just have leave only one eye open to look to see where they're walking. So they would then put on their kechel on that eye. Not that Shabbos. I guess they. Meisvei, Rishim and Elazar Omer Kachol im Rafua Kelichol Ayinachas. If the purpose was that we had types of Kachol which would act as a Rafua, so that could be just for only one eye needs the Rafua, so it would be one eye. Im Makashet. But if it's taken out to act as a kishut, to as an adornment, the base and eye has to be two eyes. Some more answers. Tirgum of Hillel Bered the Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani. So Hillel Bered the son of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani explained. Kitanya hi biraniyos. That was in Rashi says in the little villages. Little villages, even the tzniyas. Snuas were not mocked but to cover one eye and leave both eyes open because there wasn't so much people. There weren't so many people traversing the streets, so they did not feel a need. So over there, the normal kishut would be two eyes, but in the larger cities, there was more people. They felt the need to cover more of their body. Rashi, holakachli elishtei anaim. You only do kachol in two eyes. Snuas shahochus mutavas. They would walk around. Wrapped up, vein megalus ela ayin echa. They only leave one eye visible, liras to see. Mekarchus are sorry, and they put on their makeup on them. So see, even the tznuos wear makeup. Bironios benois kforim, the women in the villages, and in shiches tznias kolkach. You don't need so much tznias. Shein skoyk megalus roish moti shom. It's not It's not a place of levity, etc. They don't need to protect themselves from interaction. You know, you get your work done. The little village, you know, work ethic, get your work done, etc. The cities, it's more exciting. You know, you got to. Vamim watim, there's so many people there. Benim mechasim peneim, they don't cover their faces. Mekarchlus bezim inaim, they leave. So Russians say they leave the whole face open in that place, and they would, therefore they could, then they would put on both eyes. Now the it seems to take out the next line of the Gemara. Devik. It was Shabbat Kedai Litin Vapit Nekam Katan, Tony Kedai Litin Vapit Nekam Katan Shal Yain. Because we saw in the Mishnah actually that the one of the explanations of there wasn't referring to Yain. So that's why they seem to take it out. Devik Kedai Litin Beresh HaShavshav. Glue to put on the Resh HaShavshav. What is that? What is that? So it says Tony Kedai Litin Beresh HaShavshav Beresh Kana Shal Tziyad. You put on the shafshaf was the board of a trap which they would use. So Grashi, shafshaf shabarosh kana shal tziyadim. Mashiva Nesar Kotan, they put a small board, barosh kana, on top of a pole. Nesar lov devik, they put glue on it. V'oiv yeshiv aleha, the bird would land on it. V'nidduk v'ayim would get glued to it. So that was how the trap worked. So Litin Shom Harbe, you have to put a lot of glue. Make sure that the bird sticks. You're not interested in having the bird be cheap on your glue, have the bird land and then be able to fly away. So you put that's the amount of glue that we're talking about. Zavis the Gavis Kedai Lasos Nekev. The language of the Mishnah. Lasses Pikur Shel Tzarfi Zahav. Tonike Lasses Nekav Katan. So the Lasses Pikur was you have to be able to put the closure and then it should be large enough that you're able to put a hole in the middle to put the bellows in. So if it's too small, you sealed it up. That's not going to be the shirachiyu. You have to come out a hole which is large enough that after you seal it up, there's a space in the middle left large enough to make a hole in that. So you had a larger opening. You seal it off, then you make a hole inside. You put the bellows inside to be able to blow in. So that's the amount that we're talking about, large enough to do that. Charsis kilasis pikur. The member. So the Tanakhama said Lasses Pikur shall serve as a hov. Yehuda says to make a pit boot was like a foot, you would have a pot, you want to make it stand over the fire. So you'd make three clumps of clay, one here, one here, one here, put the pot on it, and that would hold it up, so it was a functioning tripod. So making one of those feet is a pit boot. Okay, so the Tanakhama says the mount of a pikur shal tzarfi zahav. He says kedai lasos pitvut. Pitvut sounds larger than the shear of pikur. You need more charsis to make that lump than to be able to seal off the top of the container. So it sounds like Rehuda is going with a larger shear. So the question is, earlier in the Mishnah, remember the shear of Rabbi Huda Nafish. It sounds like, do you mean to say that Rabbi Huda goes with the larger shear? Hakayim alone the shear of the Rabbanan Nafish, that the Chachamim shear was the larger shear. Ditnan, Rabbi Huda Omer Kelito Haimano Midas Minol Lakata. They had an argument how large the Gemi was, to be Chayiv. The Tanakhama said the mount you need to make a loop to hold your sifter or your sieve. Yehuda says the amount to measure a child's foot to go to the shoemaker. And we understand that shear is a smaller shear. So we see whether Yehuda is more machmer than the Chachamim. even a smaller shir is chayiv. And over here, Yehuda seems even more mekel. So my answer is, Eimu, k'nei losud pitmut kira ketana, for a small item, not for a large item. So that's a smaller amount. Rashi, Shayayin, Namutei Shemen Udvash, Shayayin, Zov Derech Nechav Koton, Yerzim Shemen Udvash. So Rashi seems to have the girsa that you're sealing it off and leaving a little hole. The hole which you deal with is smaller. By wine, you can get wine out of a smaller hole than you can get out oil or honey. Lesud Latuch Bekoyim Shabbai. Now, we don't have that in our Gemara. Listed. Oh, okay. So the pitput is already is there, and you're, the Rashi is saying the amount you're using the amount of charsis to lasud, which means like to whitewash it off, literally, which means to fill up any cracks or etc. which are in it. So that's a very minimal amount. Rashi says that's also enough to be chayiv. Also some is in the Pehi Pursa Tzotzin Zahov. Tana Bona Motzi, Seor, Kseh Lagam Boyes Atit. Tit Lasses by Pehi Kursa Tzotzin Zahov. Rashi says, Seor is Yafel Atit. It works well mixing into the Tit. I'm assuming Seir over here means hair. I'm not sure what else it means. I'm sorry? Tosfos seems to have a child in the gears, but one gears is Seir, one gears is like Sheyam, which is something else. That's all there's here.